Great to see all of you again.
很高兴又见到大家。
I'm always blessed when God gives us another year to spend together.
我很感谢神祝福我们，让我们又有一年的时光要在一起。
And I'm looking forward to New Year's next month.
我盼望着下个月的中国新年。
We'll eat noodles together.
我们在一起聚餐。
In this new year, I am preaching about faith.
今年一年开始的时候，我开始讲信心。
And so I have begun a lot of sermons from Hebrews, the 11th chapter.
所以我拣选了希伯来书第十一章。
I was trying to understand a way to illustrate what Hebrews 11 is all about.
我在想怎么样能更好地向你们展示希伯来书关于信心的解说。
Have any of you purchased those really complicated toys for children that take all day to put together?
你们有没有买过给小孩子的玩具？特别复杂的一个很大的盒子，要花一天的时间把它组装起来。
At my house, this year, we bought my grandson a big toy.
今年我给我的孙子买了一个这样的很大的一个玩具。
It had dozens of little parts.
有好几十个小部件。
In the box that it came in was an instruction manual how to construct the toy.
跟这个玩具一块来的呢是有一个说明书。
The first thing in the box is a list of the parts that should be in the box so you can make the toy.
在说明书上，首先它是把所有零部件给你列出来。
So I was there with a flashlight looking for little numbers on little pieces of plastic.
我就拿着手电筒在找各种部件。
All the parts were there.
所有的零件都在。
Then we began to put the toy together.
然后我们就开始组装了。
The directions for assembling toys were always translated from some other language.
组装的步骤呢，是从其他的语言翻译成英语的。
And in my opinion, it's never a good translation.
我觉得翻译的不太好。
So we were trying to put this toy together.
所以我们费了很大的劲想把这个玩具组装起来。
The day kept getting longer and longer.
一天的时间都快过去了。
Finally, I gave up on the directions that were printed.
最后我干脆放弃了来读这个说明书上的步骤。
And I said to my son, go downstairs and get the box this came in.
我叫我儿子去把那个盒子拿来，我们要看看。
I need to see the picture on the box.
我要看看这个盒子上面的图。
So I abandoned the directions and I started trying to make something that looked like the picture.
我就自己照着图来组装了，不再按那它的步骤了。
This is the purpose of Hebrews 11.
这就是像希伯来书的做法。
Hebrews 11 tells us all the parts necessary to have a complete faith.
希伯来书告诉了我们要有完整的信心需要的所有元素。
And all of the lives, human lives that it mentions are the picture that faith looks like.
这里面提到的这些人的例子，就是像玩具盒子上面的图一样，来告诉我们它是什么样的。
This sermon is introduces the three parts necessary to have a complete faith.
今天我的讲道要讲到有三个重要元素是要有信心的三个重要元素。
And we will look at the life of an Old Testament man named Noah.
我们要讲到在旧约里头的一个人挪亚他的一生。
As one of the examples, one of the living pictures of what faith looks like.
用来做信心是什么样的这样一个证据。
So the first element that's necessary for faith is understanding.
信心的第一个元素是理解。
In the verses we read, it said that faith is the understanding of things that cannot be seen with the human eye.
这一节经文这样说，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Now, understanding comes to us through good thinking.
理解呢，是要从认真的思考来开始。
One of the sermons that I don't have time to preach now is a whole sermon about how we understand God.
我今天没有时间来具体的讲这个理解的问题。
God is infinite.
神是无限的。
God is invisible.
神是看不见的。
So if we understand God, we have to understand him by faith.
所以我们要想理解他的话，就必须靠着信去理解。
There are many other invisible things that you understand.
世上也有很多其他的东西是看不见的，但是你也知道。
For example, you know what love is.
比如说你知道什么是爱。
Mothers and fathers love their children.
母亲啊，父亲啊，热爱他们，爱他们的孩子。
And sometimes children love their mothers and fathers.
有时候孩子也爱他们的父母。
You understand that you are a person and that you are different from all the other people on earth.
你知道你自己是一个独立的个体，你和世界上其他任何一个人都不一样。
You cannot measure this scientifically.
你没法用科学的办法来测量这个。
I can't see or hear or touch anything and know who you are unless you tell me who you are.
我不能凭着触摸或者眼睛看、耳朵听来知道你是一个什么样的人，除非你告诉我。
All human beings have a right and wrong.As values in their culture.
每个人也都有自己的对正确和错误的观点。
The idea of morality is invisible.
道德的观念也是看不见的。
We only know that all cultures have this belief in right and wrong because we study the cultures and they tell us.
但是我们知道不同的文化都有自己的对正确和错误的看法因为对不同文化的研究证明了这一点。
So Hebrews 11 tells us that if you're going to have faith, you need to begin with understanding things that cannot be seen.
所以希伯来书的第一点就是告诉我们，你如果要有信心就必须要理解去理解看不见的东西。
2 weeks ago, I had all the children at our church come up front and stay with me.
两周前我在主日的时候，我们的孩子们都到前台来。
And I showed them my wristwatch.
我给他们看了我的手表。
And I said to the children, was this wristwatch, by the way, it's running in it, and it says what time it is.
这个表是在走的。
My wristwatch even knows the date and remembers when I don't.
我的表呢会告诉显示出来现在是几点几分，而且还知道是几月几号，就算我自己忘了是几月几号，这个表也是记得的。
I asked all the 8-year-old children, was this wristwatch made by someone who's very smart, or did it just, you just find them on the ground running and set to the right time?
我就问这些孩子，大部分是八岁左右的孩子，我问他们，你觉得这个表是不是一个很聪明的人造的呢？ 还是就是在地上随便就能找到的。
And all the children said, some really smart person made your watch.
孩子们都说是一个很聪明的人造的。
I told them, someday you can study science and study the human body.
我告诉他们，你们将来学科学，研究人体。
The human body is thousands of times more complicated than my watch.
人的身体比我这个手表复杂千倍。
I asked the 8-year-old children, I said, think, do human beings just happen or did someone have to make them?
所以我问八岁的孩子，那你觉得我们人是被造的呢，还是就自己就出现了？
All my 8-year-olds already know that God made people.
这些孩子们都已经知道上帝造了人。
They will continue to know this unless someone tells them it's not true.
他们会一直这样相信，直到有一天可能有人会告诉他们这是不对的。
Understanding that God exists is not the result of too much thinking.
理解知道神是存在的，并不需要特别多的智慧和思考。
Believing that God does not exist is a result of not enough thinking.
相信神是源于想的，就不需要想太多就可以相信神。
So now, how did Noah know that God exists?
那挪亚怎么知道神是存在的呢？
Noah looked at the world around him.
挪亚在他当时的世界四周看了看。
Noah did not own a microscope or a telescope.
他那时候也没有显微镜或者望远镜。
But he saw that the world is a wonderful and a complex place.
但是他看得见，世界万物是多么的，复杂有序。
And he knew, he understood by faith that God must have made all of this.
他是靠着信心相信，一定是神造了这一切。
Not only that, but Noah believed in right and wrong.
不仅如此，挪亚还相信什么是对，什么是错。
He believed that some things are good and some things are evil.
他相信这世上有善和恶。
It says in Genesis chapter 6 that Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord, and this is the account of Noah and his family. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time.
在创世纪第六章这样讲到挪亚，唯有挪亚在耶和华眼前蒙恩，挪亚的后代记在下面。挪亚是个义人，在当时的世代是个完全人。挪亚与神同行。
How did Noah know God's idea of right and wrong? So how did Noah know God's idea of right and wrong?
那挪亚怎么知道在神眼里什么是对，什么是错呢？
Millions of his neighbors did not have the moral understanding that Noah had.
他当时的邻居们都没有像挪亚这样的觉悟。
Are you always right all the time?
你觉得你总是对的吗？
Sometimes I am not right.
有时候我是错的。
I know this because my wife told me.
我知道这一点，因为我太太告诉我我错了。
For example, it's wrong to buy your wife a diet book for her birthday.
比如说，给你妻子买一本怎么样节食的书做生日礼物是不好的。
No matter how loving and helpful you think you might be.
尽管你是一片好意。
So I can be wrong.
所以我是会犯错的。
And that's about simple things like how to love your wife.
这就是怎么样爱你的妻子的一个事。
Noah was right about very complicated things, and God is the one who said he was right.
挪亚在特别重要的一件事上是对的，神说他是对的。
God said to Noah that if you read Genesis 6, that mankind was doing wrong.
创世纪第六章说当时的人做很多错的事。
In Genesis 6, God told Noah because man had gotten so evil that God had to start over with a new, just a few good people.
神告诉挪亚说，凡有血气的人，他的尽头已经来到我面前，因为地上满了他们的强暴，我要他们和地一并毁灭。你要用戈斐木造一只方舟，分一间一间的造，里外抹上松香。
In the New Testament, Jesus said that he would send his Holy Spirit to us.
在他还说他要把他的圣灵带给我们。
In John chapter 16, verse 8, Jesus said the Holy Spirit would convince the world of sin and righteousness and judgment.
在
John 16:8.
也在约翰福音第十六章说，他既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
The Holy Spirit does this by a voice inside your heart and your mind that tells you when something is wrong.
圣灵就用这样的方法来告诉你什么是对，什么是错，他在让你在心里有这样的感受。
And the Holy Spirit does this in a Christian's life by saying to someone, this is a good thing, do this.
圣灵在基督徒的心里就这样做工，让你感受到什么是对的，什么是错的。
Because Noah learned to listen to the voice of God, he learned the difference between right and wrong.
因为挪亚他听到了神的声音，所以他知道什么是对，什么是错。
He did not learn right and wrong from looking around at what other people were doing.
他没有去四处去看其他的人怎么做。
The Bible says that his culture was evil, but that Noah was good.
圣经里说，当时那个世代是罪恶的，但是挪亚是对的。
In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, it says this, Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight.
第三章五节到七节说，你要专心仰望，仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上，都要认定他。他必指引你的路，不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏耶和华，远离恶事。
So if you're going to have a faith that's complete, the first thing you need is understanding.
所以你要有完整的信心，第一步就是要理解。
In Hebrews it says that you first need to understand that God exists.
希伯来书说，你首先要知道神存在。
And that he rewards those who seek him.
然后知道他对去寻求他的人是要赐福的。
Now let's look at the second aspect, the second element of real faith.
现在我们来讲第二个元素。
Noah added a conviction to his understanding.
挪亚在理解之后，他又加进了深信、坚信。
In Genesis 6:13 and 14, God said to Noah, I am going to put an end to all people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. I am surely going to destroy both them and the earth. So make yourself an ark of cypress wood.
在创世纪第六章十三到十四节，神对挪亚说：凡有血气的人，他的尽头已经来到我面前，因为地上满了他们的强暴，我要他们和地一并毁灭。你要用戈斐木造一只方舟，分一间一间的造，里外抹上松香。
It's one thing to understand that God exists.
只是知道神存在是一回事。
And to understand that there's good and evil in the world.
并且还知道世上有对和错。
But conviction says that God has the absolute right to rule, to judge between good and bad.
但是坚信就意味着相信神是有最终的权柄来判定世上的善和恶。
People may believe that a person who's accused of a crime is innocent or guilty.
也许有的人在法庭上，比如说在法庭上，有的人会对被告人会觉得他或者有罪或者没有罪。
But in order to convict the person of the crime, there must be enough evidence to prove that they did the thing they were accused of doing.
但是要判定一个人有罪，你必须要有证据。
Believing that God exists is good, and many, many people believe there is a God.
相信神的存在是好的，而且很多人都做到了这一点。
And many, many people understand, yes, there's absolutely a difference. Some things are good and some things are bad.
也有很多人相信世上有善和恶。
This understanding in that person's life does not produce conviction.
但是仅仅知道是不够的，这并不能在这个人的心中就让他坚信神。
Conviction is when you change your whole life to live in the reality of what you believe.
要坚信神，你是需要做出行动来，要改变你自己的一生。
In 1980, there was a volcanic eruption on Mount St. Helens.
在1980年，有过一次火山喷发。
People who study volcanoes said to everyone, this volcano is going to have a major eruption.
研究火山喷发做预告的人已经预测到它将要喷发，所以给警告当地的居民。
We need to evacuate a circle around this volcano 10-15 miles.
警告当地居民需要搬出去，在10到15迈之内的人必须要离开。
There was an old man that lived on Mount St. Helens whose name was Harry Truman.
但是有一个人叫 Harry Truman， 他当时住在那。
Harry Truman was like a lot of old men you know and I know.
他是一个老人。比较固执。
Harry Truman believed that the volcano would erupt. He said, "Yes, I can feel there's a volcano coming."
他说，我相信这一点，我也觉得火山是要喷发。
But Harry Truman was not convicted that the hurricane would be dangerous for him.
但是他不相信这火山喷发会伤害到他。
So in spite of warnings and government saying you must move, Harry Truman refused to leave Mount St. Helen.
所以尽管被多次警告要求他搬出去，他也没有搬。
He had understanding but no conviction.
这就是他明白，但是他不相信。
When Mount St. Helen blew up, It buried Harry Truman and his house and everything he owned all at the same time.
当火山喷发的时候， 他连同他的房子和他所有的一切都被埋葬。
If you read Hebrews, the first 10 chapters, it tells us a lot of things about Jesus Christ.
希伯来书前十章讲了很多关于耶稣的事。
In John chapter 3, verses 18 and 19, it tells us, whoever believes in him, Jesus, is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they've not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, and people loved darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil.
约翰福音第三章十八到十九节说，信他的人不被定罪。不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就是在此。
A few verses later in John 3:26, it says, whoever believes in the Son, Jesus, has eternal life, and whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him.
在同一章后面接着说，信子的人有永生，不信子的人得不着永生，神的震怒常在他身上。
Many people believe that Jesus Christ is a real historic person.
很多人都相信，耶稣确实是在历史上有这个人。
They have the first element of faith, which is understanding.
他们有了信心的第一个元素，就是明白。
But they lack conviction.
但是他们并不真心相信。
Their belief that Jesus is real has not changed their life in any way.
他们虽然知道有耶稣，但是并没有为此改变他的生命。
When Noah heard that God was going to rescue the righteous and destroy the evil, it changed his whole life.
当挪亚听到耶和华告诉他，他要拯救义人，要毁灭那些罪恶的人的时候，他彻底改变了他的生活。
Noah did not say, oh, this may be true for me, but maybe not for you.
挪亚没有模棱两可地说，哦，可能吧，也许会发生。
Conviction means that what you believe to be true, not only for you, but for everyone.
真心的相信，并不只意味着你自己相信这件事会发生，而且你相信它会对所有的人都发生。
So Noah immediately began to change his whole life,to reflect the truth about God and God's promise of salvation and judgment.
挪亚立刻就改变了他的生活，他相信神是来拯救人，而且他相信神的承诺。
And that brings us to the third, my last essential part of faith.
这样就来到第三个元素，也是这三点中最重要的。
For faith, you need understanding and conviction, and then commitment.
第三点呢，就是承诺。
By faith, it says that Noah, when he was warned about, and this is in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, I think. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not seen, in holy fear, built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that is in keeping with faith.
在这第十一章第六到七节说，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。挪亚因着信，既蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟，使他全家得救，因此就定了那世代的罪，自己也承受了那从信而来的义。
In Genesis 6, it tells us that Two times it said that Noah did everything God commanded him to do.
在创世纪里，曾经两次这样说，凡神吩咐的，他都照样行了。接下来又说，挪亚就遵着耶和华所吩咐的行了。
So Noah began to build a ship in his yard.
挪亚在他的院子里开始建这个方舟。
God told him, if you build the ship, I'll send the ocean to you.
耶和华告诉他，你来造这只方舟，我会让海洋到你这里来。
I am sure that Noah's neighbors called him a fool.
我想挪亚当时的邻居一定在嘲笑他。
I believe that the children made fun of Noah's children at school.
其他孩子一定在学校嘲笑挪亚的孩子。
And they all said to one another, he's crazy.
他们肯定都在那说挪亚疯了。
Noah is not a meteorologist.
挪亚自己并不是一个气象学家。
He can't predict the weather.
他不会预测天气。
God said there would be a great flood, but he didn't tell me.
神说了会有大洪水来，但是我没有听见啊。
They laughed at his shipbuilding ability.
他们还嘲笑他建这个方舟的能力。
They said Noah has never built even a toy boat.
他们说挪亚连一个小玩具船都从来没有造过。
And all the old men in the neighborhood said, that thing will never float. It's too big.
村里的老人们也都说，这么大的一个东西肯定不会飘起来。
People said, the world isn't really that bad.
人们又在说，这世界并没有那么糟吗？
There may be some bad people in the world, but I really don't think the world's so bad that God needs to start over.
有的人可能会说，虽然这世上有些坏人，但是也没有坏到那个地步。我不相信神要把这些全都毁了，重新建。
If you have of understanding that there really is a God.
如果你明白确实有神的存在。
And if you're convicted that God is the only one who's truly good and truly loving.
如果你真心的相信神是最美善最慈爱的。
If you believe that God has both the right and the ability to reward good people and judge bad people.
如果你相信神有足够的权柄和能力来审判人的对错善恶。
Most of your neighbors will laugh at you.
你的邻居们可能会笑话你这么说。
If you want to be popular with everyone.
如果你想人缘好的话。
Being a Christian is probably not the best way to do that.
做基督徒好像不是一个好的途径。
But the question now is, are you going to do something about what you believe?
问题是，你有了你的信仰，你会不会有行动呢？
In James chapter 2, verse 18, it says, show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds. You believe that there's one God. Good. Even the demons believe that and tremble.You foolish person, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless?
雅各书说，必有人说，我有行为，你将你没有行为的信心指给我看，我便借着我的行为，将我的信心指给你看。
Is there evidence from what you do that you believe in Jesus Christ?
你的信心有没有行为来做证据？
Is there evidence when you're choosing what to do and what not to do that you believe God knows right from wrong?
你有没有这样的行动来证明你是真心相信神有最终的审判权来说什么是善什么是恶？
Noah's faith is seen by what he did, not only by what he understood and what he was convicted to believe.
挪亚的信心是有巨大的行动来做他的后盾。
It said in verse 7 of, well, 2 Peter chapter 5, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 5 says this. If God did not spare the ancient world because he brought the flood on the ungodly people, but protected Noah, a preacher of righteousness and seven others.
彼得后书第二章五节说，神也没有宽容上古的时代。曾叫洪水临到那不敬虔的世代，却保护了传义道的挪亚一家八口。
Noah believed this so much that he went in public and tried to tell everyone to warn them.
挪亚是这样的深信不疑，神告诉他的话，他四处奔走去告诉周围的人。
He invited people, come with me, come with me, I'm building a big ship, there's room for you.
他邀请他的朋友来帮他一块儿建这个方舟，告诉他们我们这里有地方给你。
And you know, his neighbors continued to laugh and to call him a fool.
可是他的邻居们一直在笑话他。
Only his wife and five other people came into this ark, this ship, and were safe.
只有他和他的妻子还有另外一共有八个人进了这个方舟。
And verse 7 says, by faith Noah condemned the world and became the heir of righteousness that is in keeping with faith.
在这个第七节就说。挪亚因着信，既蒙神指示他未见的事，动了敬畏的心，预备了一只方舟，使他全家得救，因此就定了那世代的罪，自己也承受了那从信而来的义。
So, I'm going to leave you with these three essential parts of faith that are in the list of things we need to have a whole completely formed faith.
我最后再来总结一下这三点，信心所需要的三个元素。
I'm going to leave you with a picture of how this faith looks in the life of a real human being.
我希望在你的脑子里现在有一个图画。
Look at the life of Noah.
看看挪亚的一生。
And then you look at your life, and I will look at my life.
然后对照一下你自己的生命，我也来看我自己的生命。
This is like I looked at the box and then I looked at the toy at Christmas.
这就像我在圣诞节的时候看的那个玩具的盒子和玩具。
And the toy, the little cars would circle around and shoot out the bottom of this big tower that we built for my grandson's toy car.
我给我孙子组装的这个玩具，有很多的这个车道，这个车呢在这上面跑来跑去，最后从那个最下面那个跑出去。
I'm happy to announce that when I finished, the toy looked like the picture.
我很骄傲地说，当我最后完成组装之后，跟那个盒子上的图画是一样的。
I think by now my grandson's probably broken the toy.
尽管现在可能已经被我孙子给弄坏了。
God wants you and me to look at understanding and conviction and commitment and then look at our faith.
神需要你首先要理解和明白，然后要真心相信 并且付出持之以恒的行动。
He wants us to look at our understanding that Jesus is coming again to reward those who have faith.
他希望我们能明白，让我们记得，耶稣会再来，并且来审判并赐福给相信他和跟随他的人。
And to compare my life and your life to the life of Noah.
把你我。我们的生命去和挪亚对照一下。
Does my life look like this picture of faith in the Bible?
我的生命和这个圣经里面给出的信心的图画比怎么样？
And then you can read the rest of Hebrews chapter 11.
然后呢，你继续读希伯来书第十一章的后面的节。
There are six more pictures, human lives to look at and compare my faith to their faith.
后面还有六个类似的图片。
Keep working until God makes your life look like the picture.
经过努力，慢慢的把你自己的生命建造成像这些图片一样。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, thank you for instructions on how to live the Christian life.
天父，我们感谢你给我们指导，教我们怎么样做一个基督徒。
Thank you. In Hebrews 11, these instructions include the things that make faith real.
感谢你在希伯来书中讲到这样的指导和给出信心的元素。
Father, in spite of the directions, we sometimes need a picture.
天父，尽管你已经给了我们指示，但是有时候我们还是需要看到一个图片。
Thank you for these living examples of what faith looks like.
感谢你给我们这些活生生的例子。
Bless us, Father, so that our faith looks like their faith.
赐福给我们，让我们的信心能像他们的信心一样。
We ask this blessing in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
Amen. Amen.